Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about backing up your website isn't good enough. You need to do this too. I'm going to let my good friend, the technical side of our team, Tim, take it away.
Yeah, definitely. So everyone knows that you must have a backup. If you don't, go back, listen to our other episodes, go to wpgears.com and just search backup. And you'll find lots of episodes where we talk about backups, the best tools, why you need to back up your site, all of that. But what people don't realize is there's an additional step that rarely gets talked about. And it's something that probably isn't an issue unless something's happened where you've needed to revert to a backup, a server crash, you've made some irreversible change on your site that broke something, so you need to revert back. And then you go to revert back to the backup, upload the backup, select the backup, you know, most recent, whatever, and it doesn't work. It's happened to me. Backups can fail. It happens less and less now that backup plugins and other backup resources have gotten better and better, but it can happen. And so you need to do this too in our episode, is testing your backups. So you're backing up your website isn't good enough. You need to also periodically test those backups. So for example, what I do is I will take a backup and I'll create a new installation. I'm using WP Engine hosting. And so it makes it really easy to create a new install and then use a backup from another install as what you're creating the install from. And so it makes it really easy for me to go in and test backups periodically to make sure that they're functioning, that they're everything is there. The database components are there. The files are there. Everything looks the way it's supposed to look. So I don't mean just do it once you're using a new backup tool. I mean, do it every once in a while. I don't think you need to do it weekly or maybe not even monthly, but probably quarterly, just to make sure that you're not using any new plugins or tools on your site or anything like that that's corrupting the backup, while it's happening or whatnot. So that I think is something that never gets talked about that should be done because you want to make sure it works before you need it.
Absolutely. There you go, folks. You heard it here first. Test your backups. I totally agree. I don't think there's much left to say on that topic, Tim. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, what to look for, and an email marketing platform. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.